Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
I'm sorry, I had to burp.
Hello, hello, hello. LaCroix.
Dang.
Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin. I just belched in your speaker in your car.
Yeah.
Across from me is Kelty Knight.
She had a big yawn.
So high right
she's
now.
Big yawn.
She just said earlier she's having the Percocets. And to my right.
I'm having the Percocets. I'm
am
not
too.
Even on Percocets.
And to my right is Jack Vanek. My all-natural deodorant.
Oh, no.
Not working.
It's not even, it's not the smell so much as it is just so much moisture.
Well, because it's not antiperspirant.
I know. Because yeah. It's getting warm out and I'm like, I'm conflicted.
No, I can't do it. I mean, listen.
I'm not really a sweaty person, though.
I'm wearing, like, what the hell is it called? The guys?
Arm & Hammer?
No, the red thing.
Old Spice?
Old Spice.
Gross.
It's
Let me smell your armpit.
No, I smell right now. I've been sweating balls today.
Kelty's looking at me. She's so nervous that I'm not going to move on. Okay, Kelty, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going first.
Okay.
Here's my good week. I was in Barry's boot camp. I was next to this guy on the treadmill. So Barry's boot camp, it's like half on the floor doing weights and half the time you're on the treadmill. Treadmills are in a line. So you're really close to the person next to you working out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really hard class. Haven't been in a while. And I'm sprinting. And everybody sprints at the same number. So like no matter how tall you are or man or woman, you all sprint at the same numbers or you try to.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I know
the same
this
numbers?
Is riveting. Like a 6.0 on the treadmill or like a 9.0 is
like
a really
fast
sprint. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just a sweaty beast in this class, just struggling. And after the class, this guy looks at me and goes, girl, you run like a gazelle.
Oh.
No.
I swear to God. And since I'm a statuesque 5'3", it's so nice for anyone to refer to me as anything other than like a chihuahua.
Like long legs.
Yeah.
Just like
they really flew.
In the wind.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
That's a great
so
for you,
I
Becca.
Felt like an Olympian.
Yeah.
But it's going to bring me right back down to my bad week.
Also at Barry's?
No. I was at a restaurant and I went to the restroom. And when nature calls, it calls.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir.
It doesn't
you're literally preaching to the piss choir right now.
But it was more than that. Okay,
was it a number two nature calls?
Nature called me on
into the butt.
Nature's on line two. Okay, so they called and I couldn't ignore. And I go to the restroom and it's kind of a shitty establishment, you know.
Shitty establishment.
Tile floor, like the shitty tile floor. Gross, you know. You like use that's you don't touch the doors of this place.
Yeah.
And I go and I realize I don't have toilet paper.
Mm-mm.
There's so many people in this bathroom, but one of the girls before I went to the bathroom recognized me and was like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. it happens like once every 8 years, so it was very exciting. So then I couldn't then be like, hey, Krista, would you
shit my pants?
That smell?
Yeah, that's me.
Bad week! Could you grab me some toilet paper and make it a lot because I use a thorough, okay? So instead I was just like, okay, I'm going to wait till it empties out and then I'm going to run with my pants around my ankles to the other stall and get some toilet paper. It wouldn't empty. The crowds were flowing in to this bathroom.
No.
So finally, I'm thinking, oh, also, there's no service on my cell phone because I was thinking I would text my friend who's at the table and be like, 911, please come to the bathroom. Couldn't do that. So I just sit there for probably 3 minutes weighing my options. And then I look around and I look behind me and there's those shitty toilet seat covers.
Oh, I use those all the time.
To wipe your ass?
If there's nothing else.
That's true. I've done it before.
Then I'm disappointed in myself that it took me that long.
Oh, my God. What else are you going to do?
You didn't say that was an option.
Well, I didn't know it was an option, okay. You sickos. So
but what are you going to do? Wipe it with your underwear?
I don't know. I was running through all the options, and that was not on the top.
The closest to toilet paper that you're going to find.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Number one on my list was the cardboard roll.
You think the cardboard roll is going to be more comfortable than nice tissue
paper? Okay, guys, I guess it wasn't that bad of an experience. It was just like a spa.
So you wiped your butt and you're
fine. I wiped it with the toilet seat cover, but I was panicking and I didn't want to disappoint Krista.
Well, you know what? Now you know you have an option.
Yeah, there we go.
The option's
over
there.
You know what, ladies? You're welcome because I'm not alone here. I'm sure you haven't thought of it either.
That is odd.
I'm going to save someone's life.
You are. You are.
Awareness.
I'll go.
Go.
My good week is that I made it onto Kelty's inspirational quotes.
What?
Yep.
It's true.
This morning, you know how Kelty does her inspirational quote, picture, and they're always like stupid.
I'm glad I'm so iconic.
Uh-huh.
It was mine.
What was your quote?
It was just from one of my zip pouches that said, if you don't like
me. You can't handle me at my best. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, this is my best. No.
If you can't handle me at my worst,
riveting,
unfortunately,
guys.
That's also my best. I don't know how I don't know that. This is my own product. Yeah. Is that because you feel so shitty right now?
Yeah.
Like, is this your worst?
Yeah. This is my worst, and this is as good as it's going to get for a while, for sure.
Is that to Chris?
This is just in general to everyone.
Like, this is just me.
Like, my bowl of f***s is so empty, and I'm typing my emails with one pointer finger at a snail's goddamn pace. I can't get shit done. I can't get my own lunch. I can't get a drink and lunch. I have to choose every day. Do I want to have a drink or do I want to have lunch? I can't carry them both back to my office.
Oh.
It's so f***ing bleak.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on an upswing. I'm thriving.
You really are.
I feel
thriving.
Like I'm kind of thriving too,
anyway,
right?
So.
Yeah, this is great. There can only be like two out of three thriving.
Yeah, we can't.
No, two. It's like it is ebbs and flows. So the next time I'm thriving,
I'll definitely. I mean, I was in a low point.
Yeah,
for a while.
Exactly. It was like always you. I'm glad I could take some of the pressure
it was
off
always
you.
Great. This feels really good to not be the saddest person
I'm
in the
sure
group.
My decline
but
is
you're
on
welcome.
The way.
Did you get any more followers? I'm sure you did.
Probably not.
Oh, I'm sure lots of people followed that don't know who you are.
What was your bad week?
Okay, so my bad week. This is a little delayed bad week, but something happened at Coachella that really ruined all of the faith that I have in humanity.
Oh, Coachella itself? Is that the answer?
Shut up. Oh. So,
such a Coachella, a hater cella.
I was at Coachella.
I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
It's my worst
nightmare. What if Coachella wants to sponsor us?
I mean, great. Have fun. I'll like do the live streaming from my, no, that even
from
that, that sounds actually worse. I don't even know what I do.
Okay. So anyways, I was at Coachella. I was watching Beyonce, who is really amazing, by the way. And this group of like model, Instagram, whatever the hell they are, girls kind of like walk past me and stand next to me and they're just standing there. Then all of a sudden they have this guy that comes up with a camera and like a bright light, whatever, and starts filming them. And the second that he starts filming them, they start dancing and acting like they're having the best time ever, laughing, drinking, cheersing, whatever. It's the best time. They're having so much fun to Beyonce. And then he turns the camera off and then they all stop, go on their phones, aren't even watching the concert and just like stand there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is what's wrong with the world right now. Like, you cannot enjoy a concert. You can only enjoy it if it's being filmed and put on Instagram.
Like, if you can show everyone what an amazing time you're having at Coachella.
Like, it was insane. And then he would go back and start filming him a couple minutes later, and they'd be like, oh, and then they'd start dancing and singing and like playing. Like, it was the most insane thing I've ever seen. Like, you cannot have a good time unless it's on
That's
Instagram.
Not following the rules.
What? The rules of life?
The rules of life.
It's not.
No. They're going to regret that one day.
Because
guess what? Everyone gets old and ugly. You're not going to be cute on Instagram forever.
No. True. It's so stupid.
We are living it right now.
Yeah.
I'm living Listen. I've never been cute on Instagram. I have no idea what that's like.
I'm on an upswing, but I'm still on a decline.
I mean, looks-wise, I'm definitely on the decline.
We all are.
Just unbelievable.
And I really need Botox
I see
now.
Pictures of myself last week, and I'm like, oh, my God, I look so beautiful.
It's gone to shit since
what
then.
What happened? It does. Kelty?
Good week. So, as you know, it has been the Kelty Knight sling...
sensation.
Sling-tacular summer. And
not quite summer yet.
We're 3 weeks in.
Sling to spring.
Sling. The sling of
spring.
Sling spring. Cute.
Spring with
spring fling.
Okay.
So we are like 3 to 4 weeks, I guess. 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks into my slingdom of crushing it. Mm-hmm. And I do want everyone, if they're not following me on Instagram, but like in general, to just appreciate the fact that I have color coordinated my sling to my outfit every day for almost a month. Like,
you.
I have never let you down. If you're going to tune in to watch Entertainment Tonight, and I'm going to see, you're going to see a pink dress, you're going to see a pink sling.
Where are you getting these slings from?
Well, here's the great thing. So I got one sling from a friend that was bedazzled, but Mary Hart, the old host of Entertainment Tonight, also broke her wrist while she was hosting Entertainment Tonight.
Oh my God.
They had like a box of 20 like 1990s fabric slings, and that is what I'm wearing. I am me and Mary Hart. An icon. She insured her legs. That really is
an iconic thing to
that's
do.
That's pretty cool.
Your sling. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a boss move.
Yeah. She insured her legs?
Yeah.
Really?
She was like,
what
really
happens when
famous.
You insure your legs? Like, what's the... What's
like, if you get in a car accident, you can't do your job or something, then you get
money.
Paid out. Yeah.
Oh, hell
I think
yeah.
Jennifer Lopez insured her legs, too. But
didn't she insure
her ass, too?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What would you insure if you could insure one body part?
Oh my God.
Honestly, my face, because I'm so clumsy that I'm convinced, like, at some point I'm going to poke one of my eyeballs out.
Mine would be my vagina, because it's inevitable that I'm going to need to cash in on that insurance after I have a child, and I feel like it's really my selling point.
I'll go with that, too, because I can't think of anything that's that great in my body.
It's making me all the money right now.
Hey. Okay, bad week. So I know I talked about this a little while ago, my hummingbirds, that I've become a hummingbird connoisseur. I have three
Your
hummingbird
Spencer
feeders.
Spencer Pratt 2.0?
Yep. Yeah, I have hummingbird feeders. I've been making my own nectar. I've been, like, really, truly looking forward to seeing my posse of hummingbirds come by my feeder. I know the red body, blue body, green body. I love them all.
Sounds like you're starting to sing like Mambo number 5.
I'm on 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody. Anyway, so I was like really excited about my hummingbirds. It's the little things, guys. And last weekend I wanted to clean out my hummingbird feeders and make some fresh nectar. And I did it. And I know that my dad told me when I make the nectar, it's 3 cups of water to 1 cup of sugar. But I was like, I got lazy, guys, to be honest. I was like, I don't want to measure out cup by cup. I'll just fill up my sauce pot and then I'll just put some sugar in. And like, they're going to like it. You know right. what I mean? I don't think the hummingbirds that I'm giving free food to are like, that exact.
They're not that picky.
No, they're like the homeless people in New York. They ask if what you're giving them is spicy. And if it is, they don't want it.
Right. No, I guess they are. They're yeah. like, they're like, wait, does that have mayo? And you're yeah. like, you're homeless. Like, I don't yeah. know. Maybe.
They can have taste.
I guess. So anyway, I've put the new nectar in. No hummingbirds have come for a week, and I've been concerned. They've given up on me. And I had a feeling it was the nectar, but I didn't know. But then I woke up this morning, and I looked outside to see if the hummers had perhaps returned. Mm-hmm. And instead, there's about 50 dead bees inside my feeder and about 400 more bees swirling around, drinking out of the flowers. So the bees are into my super sugary nectar. The hummingbirds are nowhere
but
to be found.
And they're killing themselves?
They're going in, and then they're getting stuck in the sugar water and dying.
You know, you're
going
to be the downfall of the world because you're
That's what
bees.
I'm saying. I'm like, I just saved the bee charity last month. Like, I don't know. Anyway, so I really, really, really want to fix my hummingbird situation, but I don't know if you guys noticed, I have one fucking arm right now. So it takes two hands to take down a hummingbird feeder, swish it out, and clean it. And
do you
it's
need
like,
me to come over and do this for you? Because
we
won't.
Can do this for you.
I mean,
you definitely won't.
I can't wait until Elena's here and she can do it for me.
I hate a
is
bird.
It too much for me to be like, come over and do my taxes?
I think that's not really the top of the priority chain.
I know, I agree.
Yeah, there's like work to be done.
Anyways, speaking of honeybees, who's here?
honey. Everyone.
She forgot.
No, I know exactly. I did look down.
It's Oliver Hudson.
It's Oliver Hudson. He's here. He's not off the grid. He's actually in the Lady Gang studio.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
All right, ladies, settle down. We know you know him. We know you love him. And we are so happy to introduce our guest today. This Hollywood heartthrob and actor extraordinaire is known for his work in Walk of Shame, Executive Decision, and Black Christmas. Now he's teamed up with co-star Jenna Fisher, who we also had on the Lady Gang and was really funny hugging Larry David, and executive producer Ellen DeGeneres on my new favorite television show, Splitting Up Together, which is on ABC. He also has a must-watch Instagram account, and you know he has to be extra special for us to invite a boy onto the Lady Gang. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Oliver Hudson!
Welcome! We never have straight men on.
Yeah, that's true.
How many?
We've had maybe...
Derek Huff is straight. Darren Criss is straight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So I am honored.
Yeah. So, okay, first of all, the show is so cute. I watched it on the plane.
Thank you.
The newest one. Because we thought you and Jenna were getting back together because you tried to learn how to dance. I don't want to give anything away if anyone's watching. But if you're not, this is like the most lovable, fun show. We thought you were going to get back together, see the Percocet. Mm-hmm. You learn how to dance, and then you saw her humping someone else in the front seat of the car.
Full hump.
Oh yeah. My
full
God.
I love a good full hump.
I was really proud of Jenna because she hasn't been sexualized much on television or movies.
Oh, yeah.
She's done. I was really
her
like,
her little boobies are
hot.
Out there.
She is hot.
Oh, no, I know. But it was a thing for her, you know, because she's not used to that. So, you know, it was about getting ready. I mean, she was fluffed.
Oh, she was fluffed.
Oh, yeah, we fluffed.
Wait, we fluff what?
No. That's like not literal fluff. Not like a fluff.
A fluffer.
Oh, well, because you can like fluff your dick to make it kind of big.
No, she didn't get her dick fluffed.
It's called warming up the bird, right?
Yeah. I really enjoy you introduced Jenna to InstaStory.
I did.
And you troll the F out of her.
Right.
And I love it so much. You're really making your upper game.
I know. Well, she'd never done it. I just started it because apparently that's what everybody does.
Yeah,
you know, all the kids are doing InstaStory. And then for the show, she was adamant about not doing it because she didn't know how to do it. And then, of course, now it's taken off. I love her InstaStories because it is so authentic to who she is. Yeah. And she's so sweet and like eating a little box of crackers.
The cracker
pies. I'm eating a lot of crackers today. And
like, oh my God, Oliver, don't make me laugh. My ribs.
It's so true. It's very sweet.
So now, are you guys friendly in real life? Like, do you like each other on set? Are you like going to each other's trailers?
Yeah. We hit it off immediately.
Yeah.
Even in the test, when she had the job and I had to test with her, and it was
I
didn't hear
Jenna
that story.
Was first.
Yeah, like, tell
Jenna,
the story.
You're on the show, and then they're like, we'll audition the men.
Yes.
Ooh.
That never happens.
Who else?
Yeah, and you're sitting in the room with like two other dudes, and you know, you're trying to be friendly, like, hey, man, like, yeah, hey, good luck.
Are you
and everyone's
about this?
Sizing each other up and listening to their test and be like, that guy, I don't know. But, you know, in the end, it all worked out for me.
That's all that matters. Somebody give
Were
a
you
shit.
Her pick also?
I don't know. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know.
Who are the other guys?
Yeah. Did you guys all?
I don't know.
The same?
There were three dudes, and then I went in to read first, and I came out, and one guy was just gone.
No.
Yeah.
And he hadn't read yet.
No. He just like left.
Just kind of based
on
you.
A call that he
they
got
just
another
left.
Job.
No. You know what it was is the contracts come down to the 11th hour sometime. And he probably couldn't get his deal done.
It's the most nerve-wracking experience.
That's kind of good for you, though. You're like,
it's only one of the guys. Right.
One down.
No, yeah. I know. Well, it was similar. I had a situation. So This Is Us, right? One of the biggest shows on TV.
No, Milo.
Huh? Okay.
You
so
be Jack Pearson?
I went in and read, and it went very well. And they wanted me to come and do chemistry read with Mandy Moore. But this will tell you how much I love to fish.
No.
Oh, my God. You picked a fishing
I had
trip.
A 10-day fishing trip planned. It's
Are
my
you?
Life. Fishing is a big part of my life. And it was this 10-day fishing trip. And my agent says, well, you got a test. And I really like you and this, this, and that. And I said, I'm supposed to go on a fishing trip. And they're like, He's like, okay, yeah, so, I mean, this is a big thing. And I said, nah,
you
know
what?
I'm
going to
do my fishing trip.
Shut up.
So,
no.
So you know, I made a test deal, but just with my audition tape from the room
or
whatever.
So in case they
whatever,
didn't find anyone
you know,
else.
And that was that. And then, of course, it premiered massive. I'm like, oh, shit.
And okay. They won Emmys and stuff this year. And
yeah, no, I know.
When
yeah.
You were, like, auditioning for it, though, were you just like, eh, it's just, like, another show? Because
no,
probably knew.
No, because I, well, I mean, who knows what it's all going to turn out to be, but I read the script and I rarely like anything because there's a lot of shit, but yeah. I read it and I was like, this is really good. I thought it was very well written and new and a little different, interesting.
I was going to say, like, Milo seems like someone you would go up against a lot. Like, who are your people? Like, when there's five, like, kind of like...
Right. I don't, you know what? I don't
use in the room.
I don't even know.
You don't pay
attention. I don't even pay attention. Right, exactly. That's how I sort
of
operate.
He's like, I'm barely an actor. I'm more of a fisher.
Right, right. Right. I don't know. But good for Milo. He made it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
We're so happy.
Can you give us a little rundown of what your OTG off-the-grid Insta stories, like, how did that...
Yeah, where are you going?
Yeah. How did that come about?
Weed. You know, I mean.
Oh my God! Join mine and Becca's High Times podcast.
Oh yeah.
That's all we talk about.
Yeah, no, admittedly, I love my weed.
Are you high right now?
Not right now. Yeah,
MedMen is a sponsor. They sponsored.
They sponsored us because we talk about them too much.
Because we talk about them so much.
But they're like,
really?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we went in and they gave us a media discount.
It was like supermarket sweet.
That's
we're
amazing.
We're like, we'll take one of these.
Yeah, they're like, take whatever you want.
I'm taking it.
Right. Well,
they're like, take whatever you want.
Enema.
We're like,
that's a good idea, actually.
Well,
a cannabis enema?
I've bought the anal ones accidentally a number of times. Because they have ones for your period, you know, that you wear with your kids' underwear.
Well, I lived in Colorado for a year and a half. And right before the show, so it's all legal there. Yeah. Not that it deterred me here. I have a guy who comes to my house, but
ooh,
you know,
you don't need him anyway.
So now that it was legal in LA, it was great. But then you couldn't find anywhere to go except for MedMen. That's the place that sort of, you know, you can go now. But anyway, so the point is, that's right. So the point is, I was in Colorado and I was just being stupid and I was out and I was in a big fur thing and I just decided to do something stupid and funny and I don't know. It just sort of came out and then I liked it myself, so I just kept doing it.
Do you ever like Gary when you're high and you're like, I can't put this in the world, even though I feel so strongly that it's funny, but I don't know.
I was going to say,
we got to watch it back.
Do it and then you watch it sober, you're like, oh my God, I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, so far so good there. But yes, I mean, there are times when you watch it back and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like that
I'm not
was
funny
and now it's not funny.
Yeah.
But the whole point being that I'm this idiot who's going off the grid and leaving his family, but I still I'm basically right near home.
Right.
You know?
And you're using Instagram.
Right, exactly.
Not exactly off the grid.
But as a fellow actor, I do fantasize about going off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate it.
Well, I mean, it is a joke, but there is a definite part of me, which is one of the reasons we left and went and lived in Colorado, just to get out of town. I'm always looking for property in like Calabasas or, you know, somewhere far away, you know, because it's the city can make you nuts.
Calabasas isn't exactly.
I was going to say that's where all the celebrities live.
Yeah, so far away, right next to Kim Kardashian.
But there's land there, you know.
Right.
I mean, to have any, go to Topanga. I've looked in Topanga.
Yeah, it's good.
It's amazing.
It's good. It's like another world.
It is. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's where I'm going to retire and smoke so much weed.
I know.
And have like a weird community theater.
Totally.
Live in a teepee.
There is a little outdoor theater up there.
There is.
Oh God, of course.
Becca, that's where I can get your next gig.
My next gig.
Becca Tobin appearing at the Redwood Forest Theater.
Going off the grid.
Okay, what is it like to see your face on billboards with a family that's not yours? Like, exciting, but also like, hey, that's not my family.
I don't. I saw a couple of them.
There are a lot.
It's always exciting. You know, I guess this sounds so jaded of me, but growing up the way that we grew up, I mean, you're parents' faces, and they're constantly everywhere, you know? So it is, it's exciting, but it's not that. I did take a picture in front of one, though.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's so jaded.
I got out of my car and did one of these.
Good. Yeah, good. Know. Okay. Yeah.
Did you know you wanted to go into this business forever, mm-hmm. or how did this happen?
I grew up on movie sets, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to be an actor. My sister came out of the womb, like, performing, pretty much. I wanted to make movies, and that's what I did. And then I went to college for 2 years and quit, and then came home and was a PA for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And needed to make money. So I was like, maybe I'll, like, model?
Yeah.
Which was the worst experience of my entire life.
Wait, model? You get fluffed a lot in modeling.
Well, the thing is, like...
Like the dick fluffer.
Yes, yes, there's a lot of that.
Oh, my God, Jack.
No, but I would go into these castings, and they'd take a little Polaroid of you, and then they send you on your way. And I was 19, 20 at the time. I weighed 130 pounds. I was like the little chicken hawk.
Oh, my God.
How tall are you?
That's what they like in models, though.
Not me, apparently, oh. because like all these dudes were all like jacked, and I was like, what am I doing? I got one gig. I got one Levi's gig.
Oh, cool.
It paid me like 12 grand. I'm like, that is a ton of money.
Yeah, done.
I'm done. And then I just said, well, my Kate does it, and my parents do it, so I'll try acting. And I didn't take it seriously for at least 3 years. I was, you know, hungover, going to auditions and not. Yeah,
well, I mean, did you ever take it seriously? Like, you skipped the This Is Us callback to go fishing.
I know.
I don't know if our work at this point.
What is your astrological sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Really?
Aren't Virgos supposed to be like super?
Yeah, like yeah. type A.
No.
Yes.
I'm like
well, you're
type
supposed
Z.
To be.
I'm not type A.
Yeah, we can't
all.
Tell.
Yeah. Weird.
I'm a weird Virgo.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, and then I finally, what happened was I lived at home in my early 20s still, and I was too comfortable. And I would drink and party and then yeah. go on auditions and not even read the effing script. and so I left my house. Just to put a fire under my ass.
Yeah.
And then that's when I got my first show. And
starving actors everywhere want to murder you.
I know.
Oh, God. They lived in my house. And it was like, I didn't even try.
I know.
Becca's like, I memorized 27 pages every day for all of pilots.
Well, I didn't get any jobs when I was home. I got no jobs.
That's true. That's true. Okay. You can get by.
Okay, good.
So I wanted to play a game with you
okay.
Based on the show,
okay.
which really is good. And if you're not watching it,
you should be.
While the TV's on, which would help Oliver. You could always watch it on Hulu, which I mm-hmm. did. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But they also count those streams now as
they
part
do.
Of the ratings.
That and DVR.
Yeah. DVR,
you can DVR. Yeah. So they count everything. So if you can't watch it exactly, if you're not home on – it comes on Tuesdays, right?
Tuesdays, yeah. Not which tonight, though. Or, sorry.
Right, whenever,
no,
you know.
No.
You don't know when this
We're
is.
Living
yeah.
in fantasy.
Yeah. Because it's Tuesday, so you can watch listen to Lady Gang in the morning and then watch your show at night.
Mm. Hey. Tuesdays are the best.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay.
So this game is called the Split Up or Together game, okay. and I have put down some inconsequential things everyone does in their life, and okay. I would like everyone to vote if it's better to do it split up or together.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Don't go off the grid during this.
No,
stay
I'm ready.
On the grid.
I'm right here.
Okay.
You need to say this.
What if... Wait, Becca doesn't understand.
But what if you don't want to do it at all together or...
Well, you could say that.
Okay.
Wait,
okay.
wait, wait.
She's giving us activities, and it's saying,
I'm giving
like, you
activities.
Do it with your...
So, like, do you want to, okay,
or
like,
alone.
You're at the gyno. Do you want to do it split up or together? Like, do you want to...
Who am I together with?
Like, your significant
a
other.
Hypothetical man. Larry David.
Your fantasy
okay, Larry David.
Like,
boy.
Your fantasy guy.
Right.
Larry David.
Wait, actually, before we get into that, Oliver, do you have any hot men that Jack Vanek can date?
Yeah.
She likes a tall guy.
You do?
Who?
Yeah.
Tall and funny.
Yeah.
Her dream man is Larry David.
No, it's not. It's not really my dream man.
Okay, well, who's
not
your dream man?
You know what's so weird is this guy that I'm thinking about, his email is Larry David.
What do you mean?
Is that his name?
It's like LarryDavid@somethingwhatever it is.com.
Is he right?
His name is Josh. But I guess he just loves
it. What does Josh do for a living?
Weird.
Josh is an entrepreneur.
Can I like it?
I don't
like
know.
Like an actual entrepreneur or like a,
no,
like
he
a riot
just opened
entrepreneur?
A hotel.
Did he make the
no,
Fry
he
Festival?
He just opened a hotel.
Fry Festival.
He just opened a hotel in Los Alamos.
Okay.
How tall is he?
Beautiful hotel. I think
Shut
he's like
up.
6 feet.
Okay. 6 feet
athletic.
Is good.
Great.
Oh, athletic. Does he like Coachella? Does he
yeah.
like women that wear crop tops?
I don't know. But the thing is, he's
this
got.
Is like a girl in a crop top.
He's got kids.
That's okay. My ex had kids.
Okay. Okay. So he's got kids.
Okay.
So he has good seed.
He does. Yes. Okay. He's fertile.
But he's fertile, and he also wants more kids.
Good. I want kids.
Great.
That's great.
How old
is
he?
He's got three
insane.
Girls. He's my. I think he's like I'm 41. He's like 42.
Okay.
Yeah. How old are you?
30. going to be 31.
But LA, that's like he's in LA. He's 28.
No, I need to date men your age because men my age are fucking idiots.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, then this guy's good.
Oh, my God. This could be it. Thank God you came on.
I know.
Thank God you came on.
Can you send us a dick pic really quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask him if we could get that.
He's like,
we could get this going. We could get this going.
Let's not waste our time, right?
You know what I mean?
Good dick? Okay.
Put it next to something like a glove can.
Let's play the game, and I'm gonna pull up a photo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull up a photo. It's not a dick pic.
Just a face. We will decide based on his photo only if he's good enough for Jack Vanek.
Okay, good.
Funny?
Up or to get?
Is he funny?
Okay, we have.
Yeah,
got...
he's a good. He's just a solid.
Dude.
He's a solid.
A good guy.
Yeah,
why did he's not a sociopath?
He's totally doting on his real issue is that he's not a man in the sense that he needs to feel connected to like make love.
Oh my God!
My God! It's
like,
Jack.
Like he's got girls. He's got girls like all over the place. But he's just like I. That's not what I want. You know. He wants to find love, and he's not about running around and sleeping with women. Like he doesn't
this
like it.
This is what I
mean. Sounds horrible.
I know. That's what I said to him. I'm like, dude,
that sounds like so
if you
much work.
Contact with me during intercourse.
Doggy only,
something's
please.
Wrong.
Like, don't
do not. You're looking into my
don't kiss me.
Don't even.
Don't kiss me. Don't look at
nothing.
Me.
Nothing.
No.
He sounds amazing for you.
For you, Jack.
Mazel tov. Okay,
let's
splitting
go.
Up or
split up or together. Here okay. we go.
What's okay. his name? I'm doing it with him.
Josh.
Me and Josh.
Josh.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Okay, here's him.
I'm Mary David.
Wait, is this a shirtless? Oh my God, Josh is hot. I saw
here
his shoulder.
Is. This is him.
Because I'm sweating.
He loves Europe, so he's in Italy.
He likes to travel.
He's in Italy all the time, so that's him
very
in Italy.
Big. He loves Europe.
Okay, wait. I need to see what his face looks like. He loves Europe.
He loves
Europe. He loves the world.
He's a student of the world.
This isn't a very, you know.
Okay. Okay.
His hair. Let me see.
Well, how to hair.
Eyes. Oh, he's like a 7 he's... for your 10. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's hot.
This has been
like. That's a weird picture.
You can never marry someone better looking.
No, that's exactly what I said.
No hot guys. 2018. That's my motto.
No hot guys.
That's him hiking.
Jack likes to hike.
I like him.
In Hawaii.
He wears a backpack.
He used to live in Hawaii.
Are those
you know
cargo
what's so
shorts?
Weird, though, is that I have all these pictures of him.
Yeah, why?
Well, because I'm always trying to set him up. So I'm like, give me a few pictures to show
people.
Better
pictures.
Those are not good pictures.
The picture of his face looks like it was from 2002.
God, it's not like a shirt.
Honestly, the closest of his face was like on MySpace profile.
No, it's like the LinkedIn like picture that's super pixelated because it's like 20.
It was
so
a group photo of 14
funny.
People. He's
here. Yeah.
He's super funny. His face.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You know, he's just a straight, simple dude.
I know.
If those are the photos like that he's sending you to show chicks.
Thank God there's no like, modeling photos.
He's not looking for the love of his. He's off the grid with those photos.
Okay, I'm getting a recent one right now.
Oh
while
God,
we play the game.
And his penis next to a Coke can, please.
Right.
Yeah, dick picture, please.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Well, now the game seems stupid.
No,
this is
no,
such a better
good.
Game. Okay, splitting up or together in honor of Oliver's hit television show, Cycling.
Like a like at
like
a you
a,
want
like
a soul cycle
no, like you go like let's go for a cycle
a bike ride
but
okay,
not like
but
a...
it depends because are you getting high on a cruiser and on the bike path going to eat tacos
that's a great
oh
one.
That's what I'm saying.
Or is it
could
be your index on Mulholland
or are you on PCH getting hit by every other
with
car.
Like those shoes that are stuck to the things yeah.
right
that gives me highs
oh my
immediately
God, I just peed a little
yeah, okay
right.
oh my
the
gosh
me and Josh
yeah Josh yeah
does Josh drink
oh yeah
okay
he's
good a, good
he makes one his time own, he makes his own wine he makes his own wine
oh my God this is your dream
but does he drink it at 10 a.m
oh God the guy can I mean
yes
he,
Josh
drink
oh my God
the guy can
I feel
drink.
Like Josh is your man Josh yes.
Josh might be my man
the guy great. Can drink
you're yeah. gonna officiate our wedding
is
okay,
he circumcised
yes
okay
he how is. Do you know
because he dated my wife's best friend
okay
so
wait,
I know
so you should maybe
and
know about
in
a
the
stick?
Sack he's like an animal
he's a 10
what's wrong with him
yeah what's wrong with him
well, honestly,
he loves too
no,
hard.
No, he is he's had female issues, meaning like his mom had issues. He got pregnant mm-hmm. at 17 years old. You know, had kid, and then this other girl, like who he was kind of dating, got pregnant. She wanted
oh, so
to
his
have
kids
the
are
kid.
From different women.
Yeah,
oh.
and so he's women have sort of screwed him up.
Yeah, no trust.
So it's hard for him to like
oh my God,
have
just
a relationship.
Like Jack also has trust issues.
Yes, right. I do.
3,000 people
fucked.
Just changed the podcast episode.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, cycling.
I just felt it.
Cycling.
Josh.
split up or together? You have to vote.
Cruiser, together.
Together.
Cycling, okay. Together. Never.
Josh together. And I are getting a little bit drunk at 10 a.m.
On his supply.
Yeah, right. On his supply of wine.
Maybe cycling through, like, on the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to get to this.
He loves Europe.
Sorry, yeah. All of Europe.
Are you together or splitting up?
North America. Yes, me and Josh are doing it. Yes.
Okay, I love North America.
Together. Okay, bathing.
Oh, God. Together. No, alone. Alone.
Oh, I like a good shower.
Like, yeah.
Shower together, bathtub alone.
Bathing, the idea of together is great, but the reality sucks.
It's terrible.
You're never getting the whole water.
No, it's just too much going on.
Yeah, and then it's going in your face.
Right, you're trying
and
to
then
be
you're
sexy,
drowning
and
a little
it's
bit.
Like, not, you know, it's, okay. And then yes. Know, bath sex is not. Oof. Not
that's a UTI way.
There's a lot of water getting up your orifices.
Right, yeah, it's no good.
Soapy water.
So, no good. I'm gonna go no. I'm going to go.
There's not a no.
I'm going to split up.
Thank you. Becca, okay, Jack?
Split.
Yeah, split up.
Yeah, split, I agree. Okay, cooking.
Mine's going to have to be, I can't cook, so I hope Josh knows how to cook.
He's a great cook.
Great. Oh my God. Together, because he can teach me. I can
right,
be a sous
chef. I'm going to go together. It's okay. Fun, because you drink wine. And,
yeah. You have to make
yeah,
it a thing.
I like it. Together.
I do it together, but I don't really do anything. I pretend like I'm doing a lot of things, but I just sort
drink
of
drink the
wine. Yeah, I okay. Open, like, the refrigerator drawer a few times, and then I just, like, open the cabinet. I don't do it, but we're doing it together.
Okay. Vacationing.
Together.
Together.
Together. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I like a solo vacation. Last year, I went to a 7-day cleanse in the desert by
went
myself.
To WeCare.
WeCare. That's the one where you basically just shit
for 7 days. Shit
for 7 days.
I didn't go to that one.
No,
I didn't go to that one.
I want to do that.
I also did yoga. It was amazing. Remember, I posted a picture and I was like, what happens when you sleep and eat green juice and like rest for 7 days? You're so beautiful. And Becca like wrote on my Instagram, savagery. And she's like, yeah, we know. I was like, you're such a bitch. Okay,
sorry.
Next, Netflix.
Does Josh like true crime?
He does.
Does he?
You're just asking no shit over.
He played golf. He was a golfer and he played golf with Scott Peterson, who was a good buddy.
Shut
of his.
The
good
up.
Friend of his.
No,
he grew up in the Central
Jack's
Coast.
Wet.
He's a good friend of his still.
Her
well,
basement
Scott's
is
like
flooding.
Dying in prison.
No, but it's funny because he
does
said
he
to me
Scott
back in the
it?
Day. No, he was like, I don't see how this guy did it because I've known him very well and he knew Lacey and the whole thing. And then that A&E documentary came out. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, but you know Scott's family paid for it. Mm.
They did.
So they made it look a little bit skewed because it during. Like,
I finished that and I was like, oh, he didn't do it.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
But I still. I don't know.
Back to the game. Netflix alone or together.
Yes, me and Scott are watching. Or not Scott.
Scott Peterson.
Don't watch it for Scott Peterson.
No.
You and Josh.
Probably together.
Okay. I'm going to go together, but I watch a lot of Netflix alone.
Okay. I'm
sad.
So split up.
Because my wife goes to sleep and I watch TV.
Okay. Sleeping. Like in bed. You're actually not like having sex. You're just like sleeping in the bed.
Are you touching?
It's up to you.
Well, who cuddles anymore?
Nobody.
Nobody cuddles.
Yeah.
No.
Cuddling is so annoying.
I'm going to say splitting up.
I would like to have my own bedroom.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like the fact
it's
that
nice.
I don't is annoying.
It's nice you to have the whole bed to yourself.
I could go in my spare room.
It needs. Together on a king bed, so I'm kind of split up.
That's okay. Like me. Yeah. I can't sleep in a bed by myself. I have too many like home invasion nightmares.
Gym.
Try being single.
Gym.
In a shitty apartment in Venice.
Gym.
Oh, does Josh? Where does Josh live?
He lives in Venice, like Marina Del Rey.
He does. Yeah.
She lives in Venice.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh my God, you're
so
going to meet
at
Butcher's daughter for tea?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I like
God.
That place.
Yeah, but that's like vegan.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
He sent me some pictures.
Okay. Shut up. Jim, do you want to go to...
Okay. Here's
this
one.
This is like a professional... Oh.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
No, wait.
Kind of looks like douche cake in that one, Oliver.
Well, yeah, but I love douchebags.
Don't... I mean... Here's he working on the computer.
Right. Here's him working on the computer.
Who took... He kind of looks like my ex-boyfriend.
He's
does
cute.
He?
Wait, look at this one, though. This is like, hey, Oliver, take all this. Wait, hold on.
Careful with
Oliver,
the scrolling.
Can you take a picture of me, bro? Yeah, Oliver, take a picture of me, bro, against this wall.
He's so handsome. So
he's handsome, dude.
He's so handsome.
I mean,
yeah.
Can
yeah.
I play this for him?
I know, I should.
I feel like
he'll be freaked out.
No, it'll be so fun. Okay, do you want to go to the gym split up or together?
Split up.
I'm going split up.
I'm going split up.
I'm going not to, well, I'm going together. because I can't get there on my own.
Shopping for clothes, split up or together?
Oh my God.
No, I don't know.
Not at all. Do it nothing. Yeah.
You would hate shopping.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Wait, there was a press day that you guys were doing and Jenna changed 4 times.
Yeah, I kept it
and
on.
She's like, Oliver, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A t-shirt.
Same thing.
It's so fed up being a woman in this business.
It really is. Sports games. Like, you want to go to a football game?
Oh, yeah, together.
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 It's fun.
Yeah. I don't know anything about sports, so somebody has to, like, does Josh like sports?
Oh, my God. Please don't know the answer to this.
That's the only answer you probably should know, because guys like sports together. Though? I don't really care.
Yeah.
I just, like, somebody should tell me what I should root for.
They both are indifferent about sports.
Wow.
Great. Oh, good.
You're doing so much better than we did. DeMario came on, this, like, guy, another straight guy, and he, like, really loves Jack, and we played, like, a not-so-dating-yet game and to see if they're compatible, and they did get 5 out of 5. But, like, I feel like Josh has gone 20 out of 20 so far.
Yeah. Josh is, like, probably more
and
my
he has
type.
A job.
And my,
so also,
he does,
like,
have a job. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay, two more. Vegas. Split up or together?
Ooh.
Should we have Josh on?
Ooh. Yeah.
Will you come back?
Your first date.
Will you come back with Josh? Okay. So let's have their first meeting be the podcast.
I have to be drinking some. I would be so nervous.
I need to be
God, he'd be so shy.
This would be amazing. Okay.
We would ask him some questions.
Oh my God, this would be like we need to get married after, or I could never see.
Yeah, oh my God, amazing.
Okay. What was the
third date?
Vegas. Split up or together?
Together.
You're a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
That is a nice answer for a man.
Yeah.
My wife's fun. She's a party girl.
I don't know.
That's not an answer.
You can go to the green door.
What's the green door?
Oh,
the golden party?
Store.
The green door.
I think there's a green door in Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that
means. Sex party?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on from Becca.
So many tattoos
answer.
There.
Mine's together.
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to gamble and get fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. It's real serious. Assembling IKEA furniture, split up or together?
I'm going to have to do that
or
together.
Never. Can we do never?
Together.
Together.
Together. She's better than that.
Like, I'll just
need
watch
a woman
her.
To read the direction because Oliver's
she's
like, I know how this goes. I've built a million Billy bookcases.
Yeah. I'm too high.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, listen, this has been great because Jack has a new man.
Yes.
And we learned a lot about you. When we come back, Oliver's going to help you fix your lives in our Ask the Lady Gang question section.
Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, and we're back. So for this part of the podcast, we have our listeners writing questions. We give them shitty advice. I'm sure you're going to be really good at that.
Okay.
So you ready?
Okay. Oh, damn. That was off the grid.
So the point is to give them shitty
advice. No, we give them advice, but our advice is just never the best.
Okay. Okay.
Have you seen our lives?
You're on our speed of, like, your advice is also probably not going to be that good.
Okay, good. Perfect.
No offense. Thank you for coming on our podcast, Oliver.
Perfect.
Thank you for taking time out of your famous person life.
Thank you for being my Cupid. Okay, so first question comes from Chelsea. Chelsea says, I'm currently working on my doctorate in nurse anesthesia and will graduate a year from now. My husband has been wonderfully supportive and has never complained for a second. He has his master's in accounting and is currently working on completing his CPA exams. After 8 years of being together and only taking one vacation, I'm majorly looking forward to a year from now when we can finally enjoy having money and time for each other. However, my husband dropped the bomb on me last night that he wants to go to law school. This makes me nervous for several reasons. Student loans, 3 more years of living on one income, putting off travel and living comfortably for 3 more years. But how can I say no to his dream when he's supported mine? Am I being selfish and unreasonable?
Hmm.
Number one, once he's a lawyer, you're going to be driving
he's
a Mercedes.
Be
vacations everywhere, Bora Bora, Saint-Tropez.
It's true. You get to upgrade the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a few years.
You don't have to stay in a 2-star hotel.
Yeah, I know. I think yes, it can seem selfish to think that way. But at the same time, what's quality of life matters. And
right.
If in those however many years it's going to take him to become a lawyer, you divorce because it's put a strain on the relationship, then no. Then it's, she's got to stick with it.
Yeah. Okay, next question comes from Lauren. Lauren says, this question isn't about some burning desire I need to find the answer for, but more about how y'all came to be the powerhouse of the Lady Gang. My question is, how do I take the passion and knowledge I have for my job, which is a social media manager for a duck hunting club, yes, duck hunting, I'm a Texan, to the next level? Amazing. Where can I find actual useful advice and training on how to get to that next level? I'm willing to work hard and would never shy away from the muddy waters.
Well, first of all, a sponsored post on the Lady Gang account will really push your brand over the edge.
Yes. 10 grand.
To be said.
10 grand.
I think we look great in camo.
I guess the question is, what is the ceiling of the duck hunting social media platform?
Wait, what's that show about the duck guys?
It can't be that high.
But Duck Dynasty is like a huge
thing. Not anymore. No, it's over.
Oh, wait, did they have some scandal?
Yes.
Like, I think they're racist. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a lot. Like, worse than Chick-fil-A's problems. Okay, but I don't think her dream is necessarily to get to duck hunting ceiling, to shatter that glass ceiling. I think maybe... Just in the field.
Right. But what if it is? You never know. She might have passion for duck hunting.
If it is, I love you. And
this is on brand for you.
Duck hunting is off the grid.
It is. It is.
Sponsored posts for you, I think, would help her a lot.
It is.
I mean, I think if you want to get to the top of your game, seek out maybe a mentor who's at the top of the game.
But wait, what does she want to get to the top? What
type social of media? She wants to be a social media manager. Like
for
Callie.
Duck hunting.
It doesn't have to be duck. She could work with any brand. What if she was the social media manager for Google?
What is the duck hunting?
She's just saying what she does now.
Oh, so this has nothing to do with duck hunting. That's just an added little bonus. Yeah. Like, oh, I work in duck hunting.
She was just giving us a fun fact about her job.
I bet I could find the Instagram account right now because there's probably one for duck hunting.
Yeah, you know duck hunting companies don't have Instagrams.
That makes me sad.
I'm saying, listen to the Lady Gang podcast when Callie from Something Social, who runs our social media, came on. She gave tons of tips for being social media. The Hillary Kerr episode What Where. She's like a lady boss, but I think you have to... I always say go work for a bigger company. Don't be independent. Go work underneath a bunch of people. Like, bring your ducks to the people running Halle Berry's social media and then learn from them. Sorry,
and if you have to leave Texas, you know, then you might need to leave Texas to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
But did you guys ever play Duck Hunt on Nintendo?
Hell yeah, we did it.
I wish they would bring that back.
Great. I'm sure they have great. It for Wii.
I think it's too like simple at this point.
Come back. They're redoing all these
analog
games.
Man.
Really?
I got the old Nintendo that Elena made me. Elena's not here. She's in Japan. That's why I broke my arm because she can never leave me. Elena went, when we were in New York, we went to the Nintendo store and she was like, we have to get this. It's sold out everywhere. And I took it home and I was like, yes, I'm going to be able to play Super Mario and Duck Hunt. But it was a Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo has
all the games in it. I don't want the Super Nintendo. I want the OG Nintendo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They look completely different, so I don't know how you made that.
You guys,
what did I do? I skimmed it.
You can't skim the look of those Nintendos. Yes, they could not
look
more different.
Play video games?
No.
Thank God. Okay.
Unless you're playing like a fun Nintendo.
Oliver, do you?
I'm
sorry.
No,
you don't?
No, my kids are into Fortnite, this game.
What the hell is Fortnite?
What is Fortnite, babe?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Is it a real life thing?
No, it's like it's like a bunch of people, 100 people getting a thing and you kill each other. I have no idea.
Is it like World of Warcraft?
I don't know that either.
Ooh, one time the guy who invented World of Warcraft tried to date me. And then my friends were like,
he's so rich.
He had his own plane.
Probably so weird.
He was very wrinkly.
He's old?
See, I have a soul.
That's not a soul if you didn't date him because he's wrinkly.
Very shallow.
It's the exact opposite of a soul. Soulless.
Date him for the money.
Yeah, he could have been an amazing guy, though. Yeah. If you had taken the time to get to know him.
A heart of gold. A dork with a heart of gold.
He didn't give him a chance because he was wrinkly.
Right, he could have been an amazing human being.
You're an idiot.
Well, I got my karma, didn't I?
You did.
Almost died, so I'm glad I'm here.
I wonder where he is, just flying his plane around.
He's just flying his plane around with his 9 wives. All of them are 21. Okay, here we go.
Okay, our last question comes from Candy. Candy says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 2.5 years now. It's been pretty serious from the get-go because, honestly, he is definitely a soulmate of mine. We are the same.
He's got soul.
He's got a soul. Same sense of humor, same hopes and desires. We even say the same thing at the same times multiple times a day. We love each other unconditionally. However, I don't know how to explain it, but I haven't been fully into it fully for a while now. The commitment has been overwhelming for me. I'm freshly 21, so he is my first kiss. I lost my virginity to him. He was my first boyfriend and my first love. So maybe I'm just young. I feel selfish even typing this right now because he loves me so much and he is perfect. Mm. I just feel like I might be ready to break up. This is going all over the place.
This is a doom.
Oh my God.
on, Eleanor.
But how do you break up with someone who yesterday said, I know exactly how I'm going to propose to you? Like, one second he thinks we're perfect, and the next I'm like, we're over?
This is what Josh did, isn't it?
How do you do that to someone who honestly has never done anything to warrant a breakup? How would you guys go about a breakup if it's to someone that you still love, respect, and would never want to hurt? Oh, my God.
Candy.
Listen to Oliver, Candy.
It's not coming from the Lady Gang that you love and want to continue to listen to. This tough love is coming from Oliver, who you will never speak to again.
Because he's going off the grid anyways.
No. Honestly, real advice with this is, would you say she's 21 years old?
Yeah, a little baby.
There's no doubt that the feelings are real. There's no doubt that he might be your soulmate. There's no doubt that what you're feeling is it's not invalid, but you are young and it sounds like you need to experience life a little bit. And if you just stick by your guns and decide to marry this guy just because he's on paper the greatest person in the world, then you're going to probably have resentments mm-hmm. as you get older, and you're going to have some regrets that you didn't get to experience life because we have one go around here mm-hmm. and you need to go get loose. You need to go have fun. You need to go do your thing. And if it is meant to be, you'll can find each other again, and it can and has happened a lot.
You'll both have herpes, but you'll have found each other.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
No, I honestly feel it's a sad situation.
If she's already having doubts at 21, those doubts are only going to grow, and you're going to wonder what else is out there. What if this is the only guy you've kissed. You might think he's the best kisser in the world, but maybe he's slamming his tongue down your throat like a log.
Right.
And then you're going to meet another guy that's like an amazing kisser and amazing in bed, and you just don't know these things until you experience
You have
them.
To experience these things. Yeah. And by the way, sex is an integral part of a relationship. If you don't have that, then you have all the other things and don't have that, you might as well just be friends.
Yeah.
You have to have that. It has to be cultivated. It has to be maintained. You know, it has to grow. Your sexual life has to grow, and you need experience for that to grow.
Right.
Love it.
Boom.
On that note.
Boy gang.
Thank you.
That sounds kind of weird.
Man gang. No good? Man gang?
Yeah, that don't sound right.
I'm not sure about that title. We're going to have to rethink that. Okay. Oliver, thank you so much for coming. Like I said, guys, or like we all said, Splitting Up Together is a fabulous, fabulous show. Don't miss it. Head on over to ABC, DVR it, check it out on Hulu. You can follow Oliver on Instagram if you weren't already, to get into his off-the-grid stories. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And follow us, mm-hmm. Oliver Hudson. Is it Oliver Hudson? I can't remember at this
it's
moment.
It's the Oliver Hudson because there's some dude out there with Oliver Hudson.
Oh, no.
Have you offered him money?
You're like famous LA family, can't like pull some strings with people?
I don't know. When I got on social media in general, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, oh, it's taken. So I found something else.
The Oliver Hudson.
The Oliver Hudson.
But do you really give a shit if you had Oliver Hudson?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I didn't care about it the way that I did, that I was Kelty Knight. Now I'm just Kelty because it's cool if you have just one word name.
Yeah, like Cher and Madonna. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So follow us at Kelty, at Becca, at the Jack – no, I'm just kidding. At Jack Vanek.
What the hell?
What's Josh's Instagram?
I'm gonna
set this up. Yeah, we're going to set it up. Okay, so amazing. Follow us at Lady Gang. Leave us a 5-star review, and we will see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you'd pay at department stores. So, trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.